This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Three non-governmental organizations say they will stop working in Afghanistan because of the Taliban's move to ban female staff. In a statement, Save the Children, CARE, and the Norwegian Refugee Council said, whilst we gain clarity on this announcement, we are suspending our programs, demanding that men and women can equally continue our life-saving assistance in Afghanistan. This follows the Taliban's ban on girls' access to education beyond the sixth grade. Thousands are rallying in Stepanakert, the biggest city and capital of the self-proclaimed Nagorno-Karabakh region of Azerbaijan, to protest the blockade of the Lachin Corridor, the only land link to Armenia. For almost 2 weeks, Azerbaijani activists have blocked the Lachin Corridor in protest over what they claim is illegal mining in the area. But Armenia has accused Azerbaijan of staging demonstrations and creating a humanitarian crisis in the mountainous enclave. Five people have died after a bus plunged into a river overnight while crossing a bridge in northwestern Spain near the city of Vigo, officials said on Sunday. Marcia Lariba is with the Civil Guard in Pontevedra, Spain. She says the Civil Guard will remain and continue the investigation. No cause for the accident has yet been identified. The Civil Guard said the bus driver has tested negative for alcohol. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Britain's King Charles gave his first Christmas address on Sunday.
With all my heart, I wish each of you a Christmas of peace, happiness, and everlasting light.
It was the first time a British king has ever given the Christmas address on television. His mother, the late Queen Elizabeth II, gave the first televised Christmas address in 1957 and had given it every year since until she died this past September. Her Christmas addresses have become a tradition in the UK.
For all of us, 3 p.m. Christmas Day, I mean, it's just so tied up with that image of the Queen. I think for many people, it's going to be that possibly the moment when they really do sort of pause and gulp and think, well, you know, she's not here anymore.
That's Robert Hardman, a royal commentator in England. At least 18 weather-related deaths have been confirmed across 8 U.S. states as heavy snow, howling winds, and dangerously frigid temperatures kept much of the nation frozen for a third straight day. Nearly 60% of the U.S. population is under a winter weather advisory. Kathy Hochul is governor of New York State.
There is not one place in the state of New York where the temperature is above zero as far as the real chill, real field temperature. That's what it feels like on your skin. And so this may be an historic event in that respect alone, that every part of New York is suffering the effects of this Arctic chill.
Canadian authorities have also issued severe weather warnings. Hundreds of thousands were left without electricity in Ontario and Quebec provinces. The leader of former communist rebels has become Nepal's new prime minister. Pushpa Kamal Dahal has the support of more than half the members of the newly elected House of Representatives, the lower house of parliament. He's likely to take the oath of office on Monday. It's Dahal's third time in power since his Maoist group quit an armed revolt and joined mainstream politics in 2006. In Kosovo's capital city of Pristina on Sunday, about 1,500 competitors took part in a Christmas Day running event, all dressed in Santa Claus costumes. The charity event, which aims to raise money for families in need.
This year it's an edition of Santa Run in Pristina. And for this organized Santa Run, we're going to help around 200 family in need. And many people who need food or something.
That's event organizer Yusuf Islami. You're listening to the Voice of America in Washington. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.